Hello, and thank you for joining us for Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Galatians chapter 6, and we're reading verses 6 to 10.
Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
Our focus is on verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. Weariness or fatigue can occur for many reasons. Do something enough times and you become weary of it, however enjoyable it might have been at the start. Meet continual problems and you become weary, worn out, ready to give up. Be worn down by demands and weariness calls for a break. So how can we avoid becoming weary in doing good? Or maybe the secret is source and focus. Earlier, Paul has been speaking of the fruit of the Spirit, his goodness manifest in our lives. He is the source. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 links the power of the Holy Spirit with doing good, as seen in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 7, doing good is part of our serving the Lord, and we will be rewarded. This is our focus. With Holy Spirit power and a heart to serve the Lord, his people and his work, our zeal for doing good will be maintained. A prayer. Lord God, thank you for the Holy Spirit who brings your goodness into our lives. May he help us to follow your example of always doing good, even if it's not always noticed. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.